Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Talk to us about winning. You know, you've been mentioning it a lot. What's your best ever? Is there one that sits above the rest? You've had some great wins.
Like my favorite ever win,
Perth Cup,
is easily Elite Bell in the Railway Stakes.
Yeah.
Felt like a hoodoo race for me. I didn't think I was ever going to win it. I'd had probably three or four rides in it beforehand. Hadn't got within cooey of them. And to me, that's our pin-up race, still is. I know the Quokka's around the corner, but that was the race I dreamt of coming through the ranks. And to be able to win it on her from a little bit of an impossible position.
It was 2014.
I can't remember the year, tell you the truth. I remember the ride and I remember everything about it. And but yeah, just even just the horse herself, she was just a fantastic horse that never ever thought that she was Group 1 level, and she just kept progressing. And every time we asked her to do something, she handled it. And
can you talk us through the race a little bit from a jockey's perspective? I think it'd be interesting for people that are interested in that sort of stuff, that like how did she jump, how did she run? If you remember anything about it, sure you can.
Well, I remember it all started off very well for me because I think I was number 13, barrier 13. And for me, that's a good thing.
Double unlucky is lucky or something like that.
No, because 13 was my Gymkhana number when I was a kid. So 13 is my favourite number.
Great.
And I do think on the day that I was a little concerned. I think one of the emergencies didn't get a run and I think I come into 12. So my confidence was a little dented there. But no, overall, everything went fantastic. I was thinking to myself, how the heck am I going to win? Because she was a back marker. And I knew I couldn't circle them without the exact right card up or things like that. So as soon as we jumped, I just went left, find the rail. Goes right back to the boss, Jack Cockle. He said, the rail's the shortest way home. Don't ever be afraid of it. Jumped and I just went left. And I was lucky enough I found the rail. And I think I had one or two behind me. Then the rest of the race just unfolds. There's not much to sort of do in the middle stages other than just hold it together and don't, less is more at this stage. Like leave the horse alone. You found your spot, whether it's the spot you want or not, you've just got to leave it alone and wait until probably the 600 from home, then things start getting a bit itchy. But the tempo raises, and I remember the tempo lifted. There was a bit of a gap in front of me, and I was able to just keep picking off gaps a little bit until I got to on straightening, and then I thought I was in a world of trouble. I was like, where the heck am I going to go? But I was just lucky enough, I think just to my outside, there was a gap appearing. And the best thing about Elite Bell is the moment I said, let's go there, she was already there. She just had that best can-do attitude. She said, go there, yep, sure, and we were off and through. And I don't know, when she kicked, then when I got through and I hit the front, I absolutely crapped myself because I thought, oh, no, now what winning was a reality at this point. I'm like, oh, now I'm gonna lose it. I don't want to lose it. And so I crapped myself at that point. But she won, and she won, I think, by about half a length. But I was too scared to salute. I was too scared to do anything. I wanted to come back and see my number up in the stall before I actually allowed myself to.
Right, so no celebrations you come
on. No, there was very little.
Knew you won it.
I knew I'd won. I'd won by about half a length, and I was still sitting there going, oh, did I win? Did I win? I didn't want to allow myself to get that disappointed if I didn't win, but I don't know. That's just what the brain does to you under those circumstances.
Do you get to celebrate with a trainer and owner when you win a big race like that?
Sometimes, but I'm not really that type. Yep. Some will, you know, you'll go out for dinner and celebrate or.
Yep.
But I generally get to the end of the day and I'm knackered. I don't know how they go out afterwards. I suppose at the time it seems like a good idea, but once you've had a shower and cooled down and packed your bag, it's like, yeah, I'm ready to go home time. Like, go home, have something to eat, go to sleep. That's just how it is.
That was just a little teaser of our full episode. They're out Wednesdays on YouTube, and you can listen to them wherever you get your podcasts. Go on, get out of here.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.